America calling, America calling. Hi everybody, this is Bill Ward from Black Sabbath, and today's date is November the 7th. Yes, it's November the 7th today, Monday. It's about quarter to three in the afternoon, Pacific time. Just doing a quick check-in with you today with another audio diary. And we've got some news going on. Some different things have been going on. I guess the most newsworthy. I don't know. It depends on one's priorities. But the recent news is that Black Sabbath has been inducted into the UK Hall of Fame. This year we nominated, I think, for the USA Hall of Fame again. So I don't know whether we're going to get inducted into that, but we have definitely been inducted into the UK Hall of Fame. So yours truly is finishing up today, doing the getting ready for the radio show, Radio Rock 50, which airs on the date Saturday, November the 19th. And we just finished doing that, the show. We just finished doing a Shadows Fall interview. And after that, after doing this audio diary, I'm going to head down and do a little bit of drum practice down at my rehearsal room. And then on Thursday, we're going to fly to London and make ready for the induction into the UK Hall of Fame. Can you believe that? It was a bit. I got the news last Wednesday, and to be honest with you, on first hearing the news, I thought it was a bit of a hoax. I honestly didn't know what to think. Because Black Sabbath doesn't really get. Although we've got a Grammy, I mean, but we don't really get awards. We're not the band. We don't really. We're not one of those bands that gets those kind of titles, if you like. So we've been, or as up until now, we haven't been that kind of band that gets those kind of titles. So anyway, I'd like to say, first of all, thank you to the UK Hall of Fame, the Music Hall of Fame. I think it's great. I think I'm really excited, and I'm looking forward to getting on the plane on Thursday, heading back to England. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Tony and Geezer and Oz. I'm really, just excited to see them. I really miss them when, when we're not together. So it's been September the 5th was the last time I saw the guys when we played that last gig in West Palm Beach in Florida. So I've spoken to Ozzy several occasions, but I've not talked to Terry, that's Geezer, and I haven't spoken to Tony either, which is a bit unusual actually, because me and him would by now normally call each other. But I can appreciate he's probably been really busy, and I know I've been really busy too. So, but anyway, it's all happening. I believe the show day is there for the inductions is Wednesday, November the 16th, and I think that Sabbath has to do a like a camera rehearsal kind of deal on Tuesday, November the 15th, in London. I think the whole thing's taking place at the Alexandra Palace, or what we used to call Ali Pali back in the old days. I guess they still call it that now, I guess. So yeah, so I'm quite honoured, and I'm out of the state of shock now, and I'm definitely looking forward to playing. We're going to play one song, Paranoid, of course, and so hopefully that will work out okay when we do that, when we televise, when that gets televised. So yeah, it'll be a nice break. I've been, like I said earlier, there's been lots going on, and I think the biggest musical news that I have is that about 3 weeks ago, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, or it may have been, I may have already shared this in my last audio diary, but I finished off the final arrangement and all the notes and melodies and everything for the final song for Beyond Aston, which is the album I've been trying to complete now for some time, which means that Beyond Aston is actually with 11 songs right now, possibly a bonus track or maybe two bonus tracks, but all the arrangements are complete. And it's great. I feel like I've completed finally, come to the first stage, if you like, and completed the album as the outlay of the album. And as some of you know who've been following Beyond Aston, much of the recordings have already been done. In fact, we have some master mixes on some of the tracks, including Straws and the Dark Half Hour, which I believe you can actually download from my website. I don't know if you can still download Straws. I don't think you can, but you can download the Dark Half Hour, which is a song that's going to be appearing on Beyond Aston. With Straws, that's the one that we're trying to sell to everybody because we're trying to raise money for charity. We did a special one-off kind of artwork deal, and we burned 1,200 CDs with a special artwork, and every single one of them is signed by me. So we're trying to sell those to raise money for different charities. If you want more information about that, just go on to billward.com and you'll find the information regarding Straws. Coming back to it then, so you can download one of the tracks, which is the Dark Half Hour, and coming back further, so there's some songs that are actually at master mix. So there's still a little bit of work to do on Beyond Aston, but not a whole lot. The biggest thing for me was actually breaking through and finding the finding the exact song, if you like, if there's such a thing as the exact song, but finding a song that I felt comfortable with that would complete the kind of image, musical image or feel that I want on the album. So really pleased. I'm very happy, and as soon as I got to the completion of the final song, which is called Where You Are Is Not Forever, and that's copywritten. So, but Where You Are Is Not Forever was the final song. And once I knew it was in the bag, so to speak, and we had it, I was just, I felt like a ton came off my shoulders. And I slept. I just was like, oh, finally, you know, because I've been working on it for over 6 years. And in the meantime, I've accumulated over 80, possibly to 100 songs. And I'm choosing 11 songs, and I still couldn't find that one song that would work for the album. So finally, I reached the place where it's like, this song will be great. This is the one that I want to keep for the album. So, and in the meantime, of course, there's about, like I said, 60, 80 other cuts, which have all been recorded, and you know, which will obviously show up on further Bill Ward albums, but. Right now, I'm just interested in Beyond Aston and getting that done. So that's the big musical news from our Bill Ward camp, if you like. And I've taken literally about 3 weeks off. It's been great. I've had ideas for songs, so I've been putting those down on the tape recorder, but I haven't actually gone to the tape machine and actually had to work or have wanted to work on another arrangement for another song. Everything can hold for a while. I'm going to give myself a break. If I get ideas for songs, of course, I'll always record those. But as far as actually needing to work on a song, I'm going to take a break from that for well, like it's been about 3 weeks now. So I'll take a wee break from that and see. And I'll, you know, I always know when it's time to start working on arrangements again. There's just something inside that says, okay, it's time to start working on on more songs. But the next big thing for me before starting to work on new songs is to finish and complete the recordings of the songs that have all their arrangements complete. So that's what the next phase will be. Ronnie Ciago, my drummer, and myself will be going in and laying drum tracks. And then Paul Hill will come in, and Paul will be playing bass, and Keith Lynch with some you know, with some really powerful hard guitar sounds will be coming in to complete the rest. We usually go in as a band. We rehearse outside of the studio, of course, at first. I don't like to spend too much time in the studio, so when I go into the studio, I usually know exactly what it is I want to track and how I want to go about it. So we do most of our work out of the studio, and then we'll go in as a band, as a unit, so we can have that band feel. And then of course we all do our own individual overdubbing, which is pretty normal. And that ought to bring Beyond Aston to completion. I'm doing all of the vocals on it. I do have some backing vocals. Of course, the Perry Sisters, great quartet of singers. They are just absolutely incredible. And I love working with them. And then we have some other artists as well, some other backup singers that have helped to work on some of the other tracks. So it's been a long time coming, Beyond Aston. It's we've been in studios all over Southern California for the last six years or so, and I'm glad it's coming to there's light at the end of the tunnel. So just wanted to make a couple of spend a few minutes with you regarding that. Next step, like I said, is to finish it up, go into the studio and finish laying the tracks. And really, that's about it. Christmas is coming, so we've got the Christmas show, Radio Rock 50 Christmas show to do. As a lot of our radio listeners who listen to Rock 50 or Bill Ward at Rock 50, and they know that I play pretty much 70 or 80% hardcore music, and I define hardcore music. I'll give you an example, like bands like Slipknot, Slayer, Metallica, Shadows Fall, In Flames, Meshuggah, Soul Work. Those are the kind of bands that I like to play on my show, and many more. And we play about 70% of the heart of what I call hardcore rock, and then a lot of the time I'll play jazz, or I'll play blues, or I'll play something, you know, that's classic, or even opera, or you know, it all depends. On the Christmas show, however, and on our best show, which the best of show, we usually do. Best of show we usually do in either June or July of each year, and on the Christmas show we change the format somewhat, and so it won't be the usual hardcore music on our Christmas show. It's a very wide range of music. There are already some hardcore bands that we will be playing. I think we're going to play Spineshank's version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Which when I first heard it, I thought, oh my God, you know, this is terrible. This is terrible in the sense of, because I was always used to George Harrison, you know, George Harrison obviously wrote that song, and, you know, I've been so used to George's version. But you know what, I listened to Spineshank's version, and I really like the heaviness, and I've come to really, really love that track that Spineshank do. So that's become one of the songs that we play, you know, kind of in our best of show or in our Christmas show over the years. So we'll be doing Spineshank, and talking to George Harrison, we'll be doing some things from Bangladesh. George's, they reissued Bangladesh on CD. So you can't do Christmas without George Harrison. And of course, John Lennon and Paul, we picked a Paul track as well from Paul's newest album, just recently came out, but I think it's only about 2 or 3 months old, new Paul McCartney album. So so we will be playing some hardcore music as well as just across the board stuff. I'm going to try and play a song from Oz and from Tony Iommi and from GZR Geezer, and there might be a song from me from the original Ward One along the way. I'm thinking about playing something from the from an album which right now has not been in circulation for a long, long time. But you know, I'll probably play a track from Ward One along the way. And let me see what else. So hopefully, for those of you who do listen to our show, and you are expecting hardcore music for the December show, which I think is December, we're going to have that show, I think, December the 10th. For those of you who are expecting to hear, the usual music that we normally play, then it might be just a little bit different. Well, it is going to be a little bit different for Christmas, so. There's a great song that I love. There's a song that U2 came out with just over a year ago now. It's a song called "The Crumbs from Your Table," and we always play that. We played it last Christmas as well, and I think it's a very, very good Christmas song. I think it's a great song anyway, but for some reason at Christmas it seems to be more powerful. And the cornerstone song, of course, we'll be playing is from my good buddies in Typo Negative, a band that I absolutely think are incredible. I just really dig Typo. And we'll be playing Redwater Christmas Morning. And we usually play that on the Christmas show. We have done so far now since for the last couple of Christmases. But there will be some. There will be some surprises as well. So it won't be exactly the same as the last Christmas show. And let me see, anything else? Like I said, looking forward to going to England. Can't wait to do the Hall of Fame, UK Hall of Fame. Man, what a trip! I feel totally honoured that that England is, is gonna. Or that Great Britain is going to honour the Sabs, I think that's absolutely fantastic. So maybe I can give you a report. I'll try and do a December Christmas, December audio diary, and I'll give you a blow-by-blow report on the induction ceremony. And let me see, is there anything else that I need to mention? I'm wondering. And it looks like I don't think there is. So, okay, that's it, guys. Place your head upon wherever you've been chosen to call bed. Maybe I'll play that Christmas. That's from Ward One Along the Way. That was a song that Jack Bruce sang on Ward One Along the Way. And Jack did an unbelievable job on that song. I think his voice is so incredible, and he's such a good bass player as well. Jack played bass on that. The song is called "Lights Up the Candles," and actually, it might make a good Christmas song when you think about it. And speaking of Jack, I didn't get to see Cream live. When they were playing at the Albert Hall, I was literally just down the road in the hotel from the Albert Hall, that we were busy doing other stuff with the Sabs at the time the Cream played at the Albert Hall. And then I couldn't get to the Gardens in New York because of other prior commitments, and so I missed them in New York as well. Anyway, I did buy the Albert Hall DVD, and I got it. Man, I just thought that they were absolutely incredible. Ginger and Eric Clapton and Jack, I just thought was absolutely brilliant. It was so neat to see Cream back playing again, and oh man, those guys are just they. I just love them. Can't say enough about Cream, and I thought Jack Bruce was absolutely outstanding. And that's nothing to take away anything from Ginger or Eric Clapton either. I thought Ginger was fantastic. I thought all and Eric Clapton also, obviously. So. All right, I guess I'll go. So what was I saying? Oh yes, place your head upon wherever you've been chosen to call bed. And those are some of the lyrics that Jack sang from Lights Up the Candles on my very first album, solo album, Odd One Along the Way. Stay strong, everybody, and please take care of yourselves. God bless, and I'll speak to you again later on up the road. Thank you.